show. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we launch here into the second hour of the show. Mark, we might get to an email that you've got, and of course we'll get to your phone calls because that is the primary point of Free Talk Live. We will go to the phones and to the fun. Talk to Alex in New Jersey on the amp line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
All right. Now, let's say that you were in Sam's situation.
And Sam, who has been arrested, just to bring our listeners up to speed, our co-host, our weekly co-host, Sam, has been arrested. He is sitting in jail right now because he decided he wanted to bring a camera, which, by the way, was like a $10,000 HD camera that the police now have in their custody. Should be interesting to see how long it takes them to get that back. But, yes, he is sitting in a jail cell tonight because he was recording in a court lobby and did not stop when ordered to do so and is not being cooperative with the police, not giving out his name or any information to them.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So let's say that you were in Sam's situation and the police actually did hurt you to the point where you needed to be taken to the hospital. Likely they would chain your ankle to the bed frame.
Mm-hmm.
Now my question to you is, what is the how far would you go in screaming at the cop who is watching, who's on like security detail on you? What would you scream at him if you would scream at all? And additionally, would you do anything to hurt yourself more or to destroy some of the equipment that is trying to help you? What would you do there?
I don't know why I would want to hurt myself more. I was fairly cooperative when they had arrested me when I was taken into the jail because they told me that if I wasn't cooperative, then I was going to go into solitary. And so I decided that I would much rather have interactions with the other prisoners and not have the jail guards pissed at me and wanting to hurt me. So I decided to cooperate, as most of the people that were arrested today decided to do. So I don't know if I would get myself into that situation. I think that I had more of an effect the 3 days that I was in jail by being able to talk to the guards and talk to the prisoners and be able to experience that side of things rather than sitting by myself in a windowless room for 24 hours a day.
Would you say that you would be morally wrong in destroying some of the equipment that's in there that's keeping you in there? What do you think about that?
You're talking about destroying the hospital's equipment?
Right, because that's the hospital is what's keeping you in there.
Well, no, it's the police that would be keeping you in there, not the hospital.
Well, the hospital has to let you in their room.
That's true, and they're not going to refuse the police. I mean, nobody's going to refuse the police when they demand no business owner, no hospital staff is going to say no to the police. So they're under as much coercion as anyone else. Why, it would not make sense at all to destroy their property.
Now, would you do it? If you were in there, but let's say that you had to be hospitalized because the police hurt you so bad, what would you scream at the cop who's doing the security detail?
I don't know if I would scream.
Really? You just sit there silently?
I don't know. I can't answer your question because I'm not in that situation, and I hopefully will not be in that situation. I mean, Mark, what would your answer be?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Weird question.
I mean, what would I do? I don't know what I'd do.
Sorry about that, Alex.
What would you do, Alex?
No, fair enough.
What would you do?
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
There was a question there, Alex.
What would you do?
I would scream at him 24/7. I would do things to just make everyone, give everyone a living nightmare that I'm there. I would.
Why?
Well,
it's not their fault.
You do understand that, what you sow, you reap. And so if you sow screaming and negativity and all those things, you're going to get that from these guys. I mean, they're not saints. They have no obligation to be saint in their own mind. And so they're going to probably treat you badly.
I really don't care how they treat me.
Okay.
Then that's what you're going to get. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
I understand the frustration.
I do as well. And when I went into the jail for the first time, I considered the option of not giving them any answers to the questions that they were going to ask. And they told me that, you treat us with respect and we'll treat you with respect. And they held to their word on mm-hmm. that. They held to their word. And I agree with you, Mark. You reap what you sow. What you resist persists. And so I'm interested in killing them with kindness, if you will. No, and no, I don't mean killing them, but it's a colloquial phrase. Mm-hmm. I want to be the good guy. I don't want to be a problem, somebody destroying hospital equipment, yelling at the top of my lungs. I would much rather have conversations with the people in the hospital and explain to them why it was that I'm in their hospital bed in the first place, why it was that they had aggressed against me. I'm a peaceful individual. If you start thrashing around and destroying things, then you're not going to look very peaceful. I think he should reconsider his position on that one.
You know, peace is the way to go. They can't, you know, I understand the concept of being aggressed against, and I am with you that it's the obligation of a political prisoner to, you know, escape. But at the same, you know, it is certainly the option of a political prisoner to escape. But at the same time, you know, you don't create friends. Like, they don't see the world the same way you do. And what the goal of what you're doing is to convert people. And
that's what I would think the goal should be. Apparently, the goal for Alex is to get all upset and destroy things.
I'm upset. I'm with him.
Well, and you know, I can understand where he's coming from. I mean, I've certainly been there, and I would be lying if I said that I didn't have violent thoughts after what they did to me. But it was at a point in my life where I had come past most of that,
mm-hmm.
and I think I've come further in the last 5 months since then to being more peaceful and more peaceful-minded and more forgiving. You know, when I got out, I forgave Michaela. She was the woman that snitched me out for my tenants having a couch in the yard. She's the one that started the whole process. And I forgive everybody else, you know. I forgive them for everything that they did today. Even though they don't ask for forgiveness, I will forgive them for it.
Really,
you know, they're not going to ask for it. But, you know, that's, again, I think that's being the better man.
I agree.
I think if
forgiveness is for the forgiver.
Yeah. I think if you are thrashing about, destroying things, yelling at the top of your lungs 24/7, which, by the way, you're not going to last 2 hours yelling at the top of your lungs before you go, your voice goes hoarse.
Yes.
But yelling and thrashing and doing all of that is, it's certainly not going to win you any friends, and it's certainly not going to get the hospital staff or the COs or the cops or whoever to listen to a word you have to say. Yeah. And isn't that what you want? Don't you want them to change their minds about what they're doing? Wouldn't that be the ideal situation for these government people to finally just stop hurting peaceful people? Wouldn't that be the ideal situation?
I get the frustration. I certainly understand.
I do understand the frustration. And it can be frustrating to think the thought of, well, wait a minute, Ian, how could you forgive them for being so terrible? Well, that's just where I've come to at this point. I don't know if there's much more detail as to why or how or whatever. I just feel like that's the right thing to do. I feel like that's the most peaceful, caring way to approach this situation. To always be the better man. To always be the individual who sides with peace. To always be the individual who sides with loving their neighbor. Even or loving their enemy, right? Yeah. Loving your enemy even when they're doing terrible things to
you. It's a tough position to be in. I mean, to love your enemy, it's a tough position to be in.
It's one you have to consciously be very choosy about. Because your natural response might be to kick and to scream and to yell and to make a scene or to be mean or to be a jerk or to plot revenge or to, you know, fill in the blank of whatever retaliatory act. I would much rather forgive and then invite more people to come here and take that same path.
You know, I whenever I hear news like this, like what happened today, it always makes me upset. So, you know, and when I get upset, I, you know, start thinking, you know, I'll strike back. Striking back isn't going to do any good in that same way. I mean, you strike back through, you know, peaceful interactions.
And when I was in there, when I was in jail, my mindset was very positive the whole time. I came in there intending to have as positive an experience as I could. And you've got a lot of time to think when you're in jail. As you well know, Mark, having spent 9 years in prison, there's a lot of time you can spend thinking.
Yes.
And I guess you just have to ask yourself, what thoughts would you rather spend time with? Would you rather spend time with thoughts of revenge, thoughts of destruction, thoughts of hurting people, thoughts of harm? Or would you rather spend time with thoughts of peace and harmony? And would you rather spend time with peaceful, positive thinking? It's up to you.
You create your world.
Yeah, it's always up to you. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen, it's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are totally free, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Totally free. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
You know, email's not secure, but hey, privacy is dead anyway, right? Well, wrong. Introducing PrivacyHarbor.com, an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. And you can sign up for a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com. Email is 20-year-old technology. PrivacyHarbor.com, something brand new. You can go over there and get a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com because normal email is not secure.
1-800-259-9231. So while we're kind of talking about the idea of being peaceful versus being violent or being obnoxious, let's talk about your new religion, Mark. Because you mentioned this to me during one of the breaks, and I have to say, I don't know much about it. You said you become a Quaker.
Well, I'm excited about the idea of Quakerism, and, you know...
Well, what were you before? You were Science of the Mind before, right?
Yeah, but there isn't a church around here like that, so I've been going to the Unitarian Universalist Church, and really what that is a far-left activism jump-off point, and... I don't get a chance to talk to people there about you know, liberty or anything like that, and I just once they on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday when the president gave when the minister gave the speech about how much the president is currently like Martin Luther King Jr. and how he is the culmination of the dream and blah 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 blah, like I had it. That was it.
Okay.
I was done with the Unitarian Universalist Church.
Got it.
So I needed something new. And I like, you know, I like to have some place to go on Sundays. And like you'd said on the radio, and the more I hear about Quakers, the more I like about them. Quakerism has no creed. So you can't call up and say, well, you know, you believe this because the Wikipedia says this. Well, no, it has no creed. And honestly, there's many people. There's atheist Quakers, and there are people that are, you know, Christian, you know, very good Christian Quakers. Obviously, the Quaker movement came up through Christianity.
So are they tied into the Quaker Oats family at all?
No, Quaker Oats has nothing to do with Quakers.
Okay.
Yeah, other than they just they took the guy's likeness, and that's it.
So the guy on the front is a Quaker?
Yes. He's a representation of a Quaker.
Got it. Are you going to start wearing the hat with the...
That's what they call plain dress, and there are maybe dozens of Quakers that choose to wear plain dress at this point.
As compared to hundreds or thousands.
There are 300,000 Quakers in the world.
Okay.
So dozens of them choose to wear plain dress. And they, you know, that's traditional plain dress as opposed to, you know, you can express your outwardness, you know, that you can express plainness by, you know, wearing modern plain clothes. You'd be very good at it.
Okay.
Yeah. Like you already just sort of dress plainly. And so...
Okay, so what are the tenets?
There really aren't any. That's the strangest thing about it, is I'm trying to wrap my mind around it. It's
Who
not
introduced
like,
you to it?
You said, the more I find out about Quakerism, the more I like it, last week or the week before.
I did?
You did. And...
Okay.
It was true for me, too, and I was kind of, it was the night before Easter, and I was just looking around on the internet, and I thought I'd read more and more and more and more. Hmm. So I spent a couple of hours just reading about it and finding out more, and I liked it, so I decided, we're going to church in the morning, folks. So I, you know, told my wife we're going. And
so Quakers don't necessarily...
She'll go anywhere that that she can show off her baby. So
Quakers don't necessarily believe anything?
No.
So how do you know if you're a Quaker?
Quakers follow the light within.
Describe.
that's it. You know, so the original Quakers would have believed that God leads them through.
But they're peaceful, aren't they? I mean, I've always seen Quakers
that's
at the
really
peace protests.
So Quakerism is a peace church.
Okay, so then if the light within is telling you to go kill the brown people around, that wouldn't be the light. That would be
right,
like the darkness.
Right. Quakers do believe that both good and evil exists in men, and which seems obvious to me.
Yeah, but, I think so too. I think it's you choose. You know, you choose what your path is.
So it's probably the strongest tenet of the church is the peace aspect of it.
Okay, so love, peace, forgiveness, all that. That's all Quaker.
Right. Quakers have traditionally not paid taxes during war times.
Hey.
Quakers do not respect one man over another. They do not respect one day of the week or year over another. They won't. They wouldn't say the months and the years and the days because they represented gods. Like Thursday is Thor's day, you know, Saturday is Saturn's day, and March is named after Mars. So they wouldn't because of these pagan gods. Chose to call them like first day and then first month and things like that. But, you know, since I just consider Christianity, no more valid than the Greek mythology, then, I don't have any problem saying Sunday the idea.
But Quakers don't say Sunday? Is that what you're saying?
Traditionally, they did not. However, Quakers are led by the light within, and they choose how they're going to live their life. And, the idea of Quakerism is you must live your life as you sort of believe spiritually. So you can't compromise yourself for situations mm-hmm. Outwardly. I don't know if I've even made that clear. I remember I started reading about this Saturday night.
But it was persuasive enough to you to where you have converted.
I find it exciting. Yeah. And what difference does conversion make? So I was a Unitarian Universalist, for God's sake. It's not like it's not like I'm throwing 30 years of Catholicism down the toilet or whatever. Mm. To me, my beliefs haven't changed in any way.
Yeah.
I've just realized, I think I'm a Quaker.
I see.
So
you can be an atheist and be a Quaker.
That's not chartreuse. That's lime green. It's like
so atheists kind of can believe they have light within that they can follow?
What else are you following?
I don't know. Light within sounds kind of godly in a
way. Does. There's certainly some spiritual and godly sort of titles that are bandied about.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time... you can apply them really in any way you want.
So you could definitely be a pantheist and be a Quaker.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let me tell you about the church service sort of sets it apart, too. So it's a peace church, and the church service is different. There is no minister. There's no pews. You go into a room. You sit in a circle.
What about hymns?
There are no hymns.
Okay.
There's no itinerary. You go, you sit in a circle, some groups sit silently, some wait for the spirit, they wait for the spirit to move them, which I guess means when they feel like talking.
Okay.
I sat in there, I said a few things, and there seemed to be a sort of Eastery theme to what was being said, and I chimed in twice.
Does one have to go to the gatherings to be considered a Quaker?
I'm certain that you could just call yourself a Quaker if you felt like it, right? Mm. But it's
now you said there's some tax benefits to this.
It's my understanding. First off, Quakers have chosen not to pay taxes during war times for a long time. I think that
how many of them have gone to jail over that?
I'm sure quite a few.
Really?
Quakers like going to jail, just like libertarians.
Hmm.
At least you're libertarians.
Interesting.
And it's also my understanding that Quakers don't have to remove their hats in court. Not that I find that a very motivating factor, mm-hmm. but I do like the fact that Quakers have stood up for things over the years because they won't address, don't have to address a judge as Your Honor.
Quakers,
what is honorable about it?
Right.
He's a man just like you or I.
He has not done anything to engender that title, as far as I'm concerned. The Quakers and the Amish are the two religions that I've seen over the years that have really been those that are willing to stand up for their beliefs. Most of the rest of them just cower in the face of the state, the threats of the state. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. Are you a Quaker? It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit TubeNatural.com and order today. TubeNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TubeNatural.com. That's TobeNatural.com. TubeNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Menhaden fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now and take control of your future. IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, features including live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, and a webcam, all free for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You don't have to pay for all these common legal things that are done. LegalZoom.com has them for you. It's easy. They just have a little list of questions that you fill out. They pop up one at a time. If you answer yes, then they do this. It's like a flow chart kind of thing. It's, you know, they're not lawyers, but the website was put together by attorneys. It's LegalZoom.com, and you can save $10 off your order by using code FTL. I used it for a will. If you haven't done your will, you're really putting your family in jeopardy, because your stuff will be in probate. The things that you think that, you know, your wife uses every day, the government can come and take them until, you know, they decide to give them back. It's LegalZoom.com. Do it for your family.
800-259-9231. All right. You can bring up whatever you want here. I don't know. Any more comments on the Quaker thing, Mark? Pretty much got that taken care of.
It's fun.
Maybe you're a Quaker and you want to explain to us why. Mark has apparently gotten really into this, and he's new to the whole idea, so I don't know how well he's communicating the concepts. Sounds good to me, though. Tax-free. I'd like that.
Well, I mean, it's not tax-free in the sense that it's legal to not pay your taxes during war times. Quakers have chosen not to.
Yeah, but you said property taxes. They don't have to pay property taxes.
No. Wait. I'm sorry that I misinterpreted that for you. If you have a Quaker meeting house and you've managed to get that sort of, I assume, zoned in some way as a church, it has to be recognized as a church whatever municipal organization.
So you have to, go and beg the government for some sort of zoning variance?
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know what you would have to, how one goes about building a church. I have never built one before. But
you should look into that.
I should look into church building?
Yeah.
Okay.
Find out what it takes.
All right.
Because we should open up branch offices all over the place.
Well, I don't know. That would be a good idea.
All right. 1-800-259-9231. So we continue here. And we talk a lot. All right. I talk a lot on this show about testing the waters of non-cooperation, saying no to the government people, whether it's federal, local, or state, just picking a small issue and taking a little bit of risk and trying to say no. Because it's been the acquiescence of Americans that has allowed the government to grow as it has been. The apathy of Americans has allowed government to grow in the way that it has. And if more people had said no when the first rules and regulations came out, then we wouldn't be where we are today.
Yeah.
It's not too late to have an effect, but you have to start saying no in order for them to stop tyrannizing people. At least I think it's an important first step. I think it's a step in the right direction. I don't think that people say no and the next day they stop being tyrannical, but I think that if people start saying no, government people will start to realize they just can't get away with anything. And it seems like at this point, they can get away with virtually anything. Any new absurd law or regulation that they pass, people will just follow it. They'll complain. They'll begrudgingly obey, but they will obey. And so, of course, we've suggested taking baby steps. Don't jump into the deep end. That's crazy. If you jump into the deep end and start doing full non-cooperation all the time, it's not going to be long before you're separated from your family, your house is stolen from you, your car is stolen, and you're in a jail cell. But if you just do a little bit of non-cooperation, you might be able to get away with it. It's still a risk. Don't let me lead you astray here. It's still taking a risk. But I think it's a risk worth taking, especially if it's an easy one. And here is a suggestion for an easy opportunity to non-cooperate coming soon. In fact, coming straight to your house. It's the 2010 census. Now, what is the constitutional purpose behind the census?
You know, I wish you would have let me know about this so I could research it, but the Constitution, to count the people.
That is correct. Now, they claim that constitutionally you're only required to answer one question, and that is
how many people are in
the household.
Okay.
Now, I don't know about you, but I didn't sign the Constitution, so I don't believe I'm constitutionally required to do anything because it's not my agreement. It's their agreement. So when they decide they want to come around here and ask their questions...
Well, I'll obey the Constitution when they do.
Will you? Oh, okay, there you go. Hey, that's a good deal, right?
Yep. Look, I'd be happy to obey the Constitution and give you whatever I'm constitutionally required to do as long as you go back first and get your bosses to get in line with the Constitution ahead of time. And then I'll give you the numbers of the people that live here.
That's
until then,
awesome answer.
I'll be seeing you later. Bye-bye.
Will you actually tell that to the census
person? I'm not going to tell them anything.
You're not going to answer the door or what?
No. I might look at them. Can I help you?
No, I'm with the census. I have some questions.
About what? I'm going to squint at them and make...
They have a lot of questions. They have, and this is the thing with the census, and it's about the government continuing to push the line, right? The census was originally a one-question thing, and now they send you a six-page questionnaire. In fact, there's even like a 50-page between-the-years census thing that doesn't even happen every 10 years. They're constantly sending out censi to various people's houses.
They don't stop.
Right. So I think the other one's called the American Community Survey or something like that. That's the one that they send out during the years in between the decades, that's one they send out in between the actual census. So this is my suggestion, that you actually refuse to comply with the U.S. Census. It's so easy to do this one, because now they're going to threaten you. I'd like to point that out. They are going to threaten you. They are going to say that it's mandatory.
At the very least, answer the door naked as a nudist. I'm sorry. This is a nudist household. If you want to conduct any kind of survey, you can come in and take your clothes off. But otherwise, I don't know what's up.
I want to talk more about the census coming up here. Also, if you have disobeyed the census in the past, and I mean full disobeying, I know they're gonna hassle you even if you just answer the one question and you don't answer the other questions. So if you just
interested in that too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just that. I'm willing to give that one piece of information.
After they become constitutional, you mean?
That's certainly how I'm going to hassle them with it. Because, you know, if the government's the more census bureaucrats they send out to my house, the more money they waste, bothering me and with this nonsense. And they realize, you know, hopefully they'll realize how purposeless this whole thing is.
We'll talk more about the Census Bureau and then threatening folks coming up here in a bit. Let's talk to you, though, and take your calls about anything and start with Stephen in South Carolina, or rather Steve is in South Carolina, and you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Steve. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I got a few things real quick. One, South Carolina has a concealed weapons law. Now, you get a little ID, just like a driver's license, that's good for 4 years. You cannot show your gun in public. If you do, then you get arrested.
That's no fun.
No, it's no fun at all.
I was walking around with a rifle in public the other day. It wasn't mine. It was after Jesse, one of the activists here in Keene, was arrested for illegal gardening. He had brought a rifle out with him and had it leaned up against a nearby tree. When they arrested him, the cops, instead of confiscating it, which they could have done, asked the other activists to take the gun away.
So, kindly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so I walked. I was walking around downtown Central Square with a rifle in my hands.
You know, well, as strange it is in today's society, it was just a few short decades ago that's how it was done. I mean, you know, kids carried them around.
So
the local guy who can't be much older than us on the radio talks about, used to walk through downtown with the squirrel gun.
Yep. So big difference between up here and down there. But go ahead with your thoughts.
I used to have a shotgun in the back of my pickup truck. You know, I mean, you know, just hanging on a gun rack. But those days are gone. The thing is, if you have a concealed weapon in your vehicle, it may be in the glove compartment or underneath the seat or in the trunk, if you're pulled over, you have to present your driver's license and also present your concealed weapons license at the same time, and then let the officer know exactly where it is. You know, not that you've done anything wrong, but you have to let them know that you have one.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, too, is
Well, I guess you'll tell us in a moment. Hang on. 800-259-9231. We'll find out what the other thing is and take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Plus, census disobedience, census harassment. You can look forward to the census bureaucrats coming to give you a harassing visit coming soon as the 2010 census is just around the corner. More Free Talk Live coming up.
You're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question: with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you're very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
I'm Robert Woodstra, CEO of Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. Whether we're parents, aunts, uncles, or grandparents, when a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 20 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in the March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx, a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for FedEx. And we are all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents, and we care about babies. And when a baby has to fight for life, we all need to help. For over 30 years, we've been participating in March for Babies, and we will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Dial in, bring us whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. Now, if you enjoy this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board, and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your phone calls about anything, Steve is in South Carolina. Steve, you had a few more thoughts, so go ahead.
Yes, sir, Ian. I'm from Louisiana, and I was doing a genealogy trace, and I realized going back to the census from 1900 on to the present is that when they did the census, the household was black or white. And then on top of that, they would actually distinguish mulatto, whether there was, you know, a mix of the race. And it was just bizarre to me because I thought the census was how many people are in your household, not what color are they, or, you know, not what percentage of white or black they had in them. But they actually documented all of this. And I'm like, well, that's just, I think it's a little bit beyond just, you know, trying to find out how many people are in the house.
You know, I wonder what the history of the census is. I wonder when they started expanding out. How quickly did they start expanding out from that one constitutional question to having multiple questions? How many years did it go for before they actually started expanding it? Because now it's just insanely invasive
I'd go less than 100 years because, I mean, this was back in the 1900s, and you can go back to 1890, 1880. And they were doing this in the state of Louisiana for the parishes, and they were trying to find out, you know, who was black, who was white, and who was a mix, because we had a lot of French in Louisiana as well. So they wanted to find out, what variation these people were. And I have no idea why they even want to know that.
Did Orientals live in Louisiana at the time?
Haven't you said before they used the census information to round up the Japanese in World War II?
40s.
So there's your answer. I mean, they could be using they could use that for all kinds of nefarious purposes into the future.
Well, I know you're absolutely right, but I'm talking about back in the late 1800s and 1900s. But the real reason I called is, Ian, I have a little bit of problem with your first hour report of the incident that happened at the courthouse.
The incident where five activists were arrested for being peaceful.
Correct.
Yes, sir. What's the problem?
Well, it wasn't a problem, Ian. It was just, I was listening to you, and it sounded like you ducked into the bathroom, and then you were beckoned out by Lee because you didn't want to come out on your own accord. And then when the doors got shut, it looks like you hightailed it to the stairwell, and, you know, you just kind of avoided the situation and looked at it from a different perspective. And it seems like you kind of changed what your purpose was at that time when you knew stuff was coming down. You were like, okay, I'm just an observer at this point.
Well, I went into the bathroom because I had to go to the bathroom, and then when I came out, I did not know exactly what was going on. Yes, I was beckoned out by one of the locals who was there, and indeed, it was shortly thereafter that the other folks that had remained in that room were trapped there and
right.
were given summons.
Right.
I was told to not get arrested today, so I was not interested in joining in that part.
Okay, well, I mean, that's understandable. I just wanted to clarify because I didn't want you to make yourself out to be somebody who had cowered and said, oh, screw this, you know, I'm out of here. I know you're a very active supporter, but from what I was hearing, I was like, no, this is not Ian. I just wanted you to clarify that because it just didn't sound good. And
okay.
you were being an observer, and when you went to the stairwell and you went back downstairs, and you were watching these things, from an observer perspective, it's very good because you're outside and you're looking at it and you can have a different perspective. And I just, from what I heard you say, I had to clarify that.
Yep. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Sure, I know that people are always going to critique me and they're going to say, well, you know, you say people should not cooperate, but there you go. You left that room before they decided to arrest everybody else that was inside it. And you know what? I've been arrested already within the last year, and I probably am still on a suspended sentence. The fact is, I've got a loved one at home that, you know, Julia is here, and she did not want me getting arrested today. So I have to respect that. You know, I've been arrested once. So it's kind of like that's my thing for the year, I guess. It's my arrest for the year. If I get arrested too many times in succession, then that could put my relationship at risk. And I'm sure people who have relationships can understand that. So it's not as though I haven't stood up for freedom. It's not as though I haven't done anything. I did make my stand back in November, and it's only been 5 months since then.
You know,
how many times should I get arrested to please my listeners?
It's not your listeners. It's some people, and you know, I kind of understand where they're coming from. I've felt that about your stand on civil disobedience in the past, but at the same time, it doesn't make any sense. It makes as much sense. I advocate people run for office. It makes as much sense as people, holding me responsible and chastising me when I say that people should run for office, but I don't run myself.
Run. Yeah.
What? That doesn't make any
sense.
You mean
you're not running for sheriff this year?
Well, you know, if it's easy.
Yeah, I don't know how easy it is. So 1-800-259-9231.
You know that I'm getting hassled in my town for being a convicted killer, right?
It would be nice if everybody were to get arrested, but that's just not—it's not everyone's role to get arrested. If everybody got arrested, how would anybody? How would any of the videos get out? How would anybody get out to
everybody has to make their decision at the time,
right?
And that's, you know, it's good enough.
1-800-259-9231. We continue with Mark in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, not much. I don't know what you guys thought about the whole, pretty exciting kind of the whole Tea Party events they got going on nationwide next couple days, or the 15th.
I don't know how exciting it is necessarily. It's hard for me to get excited about any event where they will ask permission from the state prior to running their event. I know that a lot of the tea parties are doing that. I'm not going to say they all are, but I've heard that a number of them are going and crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's and asking permission from their masters before they're allowed to have their tea parties. Plus, it's my understanding that these are really nothing more than Republican rallies, and they're just excuses for the Republican candidates in whatever area they are to get up on a stage and promote their next campaign. So it's hard for me to get excited about that. that, but I will give them credit. I mean, great, good on them for getting out there and getting together and getting organized and doing something. I'm sure that it's a good networking occasion for the people that go there, and for a lot of these Republicans, they've never done anything like a protest before. So good on them for getting that experience. Am I excited personally? Not so much.
Yeah, well, they and some people are going out there protesting. I heard some people talking about it. And I don't think they really know what they're protesting. You know, like they're protesting property taxes here, but obviously they're putting they want to put a cap on it here. So therefore, if the government wants more money, they're just going to tax something else. You know,
sure they are.
Like the sales tax, that, or some people are like, you know, we should be taxed. The wealthy should have to pay their fair share, or whatever. But even the laws are pretty. I mean, it's a reason. It's kind of ironic. It's a reason to go protest. It's the laws themselves. Like, they say if you bring a sign, you can't bring a wooden sign because you can take the wood off and use it as a weapon. And you can't bring bags of tea because they got the major one here in Indianapolis is going on at the State House. But there's another one going on and or other ones throughout the state that are near rivers. And they say you can't throw bags of tea in the water or else it's going to harm the fish. So you can only bring really small, you know, little bits of tea. And I'm like, yeah, those are just absurd.
Tea does come in just, the leaf form, the ground leaf form, because there are little tea strainer things that one can get. I know my wife had one at one point or another that allow you to get all that tea goodness out of your little leaves. So, I mean, you can just have tea, and I'm sure that that's a little closer to how the Samuel Adams and his boys actually threw it in. It probably didn't come in bags.
No, probably not.
However, it was in crates. So I don't think there's anything wrong with just sprinkling tea in the water as a commemoration. Kind of fun thing.
Right, yeah. My first protest going to, it's going to be kind of interesting. I figured I'll go make a sign the next couple of days and bring it down there. I got more of a, of course, libertarian perspective on things than most people probably will, but...
Well, it's a time when people are going to be open to some ideas. I mean, they're protesting the socialism of the United States because now all of a sudden it's socialist because Barack Obama's there, whereas it wasn't before. Obviously, to us, we know that it was socialist before Barack Obama, but that, they're not going to want to hear that. Nonetheless, it's a great opportunity for liberty-minded people to get out to meet some new faces and get some propaganda in front of them. Bring out some flyers.
Different
Free Talk
people
Live.
Are going to be different places on the continuum. And, you know, some people are going to say, yeah, we've been getting more socialist. Yes, Bush was,
they're going to be
much better. Yeah.
If you've got a couple thousand people out there, there's a percentage of them that are going to be ripe prospects for the Liberty message. So I would say that's the best thing about the Tea Parties is it's getting a whole bunch of people that are interested in taking action of some sort all together at the same place. Thank you, Mark, for the call tonight. Good luck to anybody who goes out there to reach out, whether it's on behalf of Free Talk Live or the Free State Project or whatever it is you're pushing. Hour 3 is coming up.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic